Hey guys, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Billy, and we're Next Gen Pastors here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome to the show.
All right, today we have some special guests with us.
Yes, we do.
They're our pastors, they're our friends, they're our community here in Las Vegas. It's the Pena family.
What's up?
I love when family does it. Anyway, tell us your guys' names. Tell us a little about you. We'll start with your parents.
Okay.
I'm Danielle Pena. I'm Mama Pena.
Mama Pena.
Joe Pena. Daddy Pena.
Oh, God. That was so awful.
That's so weird.
Okay.
What about you guys?
I'm Fiove. I guess we're doing a little intro with ourselves. I'm the favorite child.
No, she... I'm Addie.
She's like, I'm not even gonna refute that.
Today, so me and Addie have got a list of Gen Z slang that we want you guys to guess.
Okay.
Some of it's kind of cringy, so we're gonna.
Yeah, and like some of it you probably know. But...
Okay, right, so you're gonna say some Gen Z lingo. We're gonna figure it out.
We're gonna try and either use it in a sentence or give you a definition.
Okay.
All right.
So
good luck.
The first one.
What is it?
The first one is snatched.
Snatched.
Yep.
Like you're looking good.
Okay.
See, that's right? What I thought as well. Like, I thought that meant that you're like your outfit's on point, like you're looking good.
Okay. Yeah. So,
no, I thought like you snatched him up. Like,
that's a good point. That's right. Not it. Okay. No. What is it? What's snatched?
I want to hear what Dad has to say. You?
Snatched. Snatched means.
Like, is this like the spelling bee? That's like your spelling bee.
Snatch means you got her, you got him, you got them.
So you're similar in danger.
You got them all.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's right? Any of us?
So okay. Ashley.
Wait. Okay. Well, it's like Ashley's more right, and Billy changed his answer after Ashley said something.
Okay. So snatched is like slim waist or like your contour. Like it makes you snatched. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like you look snatched. That. Like, let's say if you ever, like, did her, like, makeup really good, like, oh my gosh, your makeup is, like, snatched, you know?
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's like, learned a new term.
It's like some sort of skinny.
You snatched today, Danielle.
I know. I feel like if we use it in a sentence, we'll be ready for Sunday church.
I'm so ready for you.
Okay.
Next.
Our next one is pick me.
Oh my gosh.
Pick me.
What's a pick me person?
I feel like that's not what I think it is. Oh, which is I pick you, you know? Like, that's what I think, but that's not it.
No. I think you're really, really close. I think I know this one. This one is...
She knows, she knows.
Pick me, pick me, pick me. Okay. I thought it was, like, when I first heard, like, pick me girl, but it's not. It's a pick me. Like, I want attention all the time. I want attention.
Someone who's seeking attention.
A pick me is a person that is trying too hard to get picked.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Good verbiage,
it's
Joe.
Like, well done. Like, him and that spelling bee vocabulary over there. Yes.
The next one is Riz.
Okay, I actually did see this on TikTok, but I have to tell you, I have no idea what this one means. You got Riz. I saw it like that, and I'm like, what is Riz?
Ashley, remember?
Is it you got energy?
We talked about this at youth camp, remember? And we did the what are the odds, and I said, I will say this, blah, 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 Riz. Do you remember?
To Riz him up.
Riz him up.
Is it like raise him up?
Raise him up? Like
okay,
him up?
I'll say anything else. Don't
okay, Billy. Him up. Billy.
Okay, go ahead. What's yours?
Riz.
I don't know. So it's whatever so I weird. Whatever I say is going to be wrong.
Okay, just say it.
Yeah. So. Okay. So if you're. I don't even know.
Riz.
This one's dumb.
I lose.
Okay.
You get negative points in the spelling bee.
Yes.
Skip.
I feel like.
Come back to me.
Yeah, let Joe try.
Let Joe try.
So I got Riz means I'm pretty legit. I'm cool.
Oh, you like you got style?
Like, I'm what's happening.
You
I'm
got
what's
style?
Happening. I'm
you
what's
got
happening.
Style?
Like, I'm playing Roblox and...
Roblox?
Or
I think
whatever
Roblox
you play.
Is for, like, younger. Right
or whatever you play.
Okay, don't diss Roblox.
Or,
Hey, we got some fun games on there. Add me on Roblox.
What's that one game?
You, like putting your name out
What's
there?
That one game that kids play that did all the weird dancing moves?
Dance.
It's Roblox.
Just Dance? Just Dance?
It's no, Roblox. No. Like you can get characters.
TikTok?
And they had certain dances.
Fortnite.
It's Roblox.
Fortnite.
Oh. Fortnite.
Okay. Man, I'm killer at Fortnite. I got some real Riz.
Is that it? What is it?
Close? Okay, so maybe Addie's better at explaining.
Okay,
it.
So it's like people say W Riz or L Riz, like, because it's like, okay, so let I'm a guy. Okay,
okay.
I'm trying to Riz her up, right? I want her. There's like a few little things that you can do.
Do an example. Do an example.
Okay, there's like the weird, like embarrassing Riz, and it's like.
As an action?
It's like, come here.
It's like,
come here.
Hold on. Is Riz when you're hitting on someone?
Yes.
That you, oh you calling him? Oh.
No,
wait,
like,
a minute.
Okay, or
it's
like,
charisma.
Wait. Let's say you're going. What?
Yeah, charisma?
He said it's charisma.
It's that drawing happens. Power. I got that Riz. Jesus had Riz.
No.
The pastor answer.
Did it ruin it?
Yeah.
People wanted to see him and to hear him and be around him.
Well done, Riz, Joe. Well done. Bringing it back to Jesus.
Okay, this guy's going to get this girl's Instagram, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes back to his friends and like, W Riz, if she says yes.
Oh my gosh. Addie's just doing examples. She's not actually explaining.
That's good. I get it. I get it. I think we get it.
I think she did good.
Okay,
she did good.
Like a hype up flirt.
The next one?
I don't think it doesn't have to be flirt.
Yes.
Flirt. Yes.
Okay. So maybe the Jesus Riz thing doesn't work.
No.
Jesus wasn't out there flirting with everybody getting the Riz.
Okay, thanks, guys. We love you.
Okay.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
I love you too.
We are going to get ready for the main topic of our show and let you guys hear from our pastors, Joe and Danielle, all about if church matters, if it matters, why it matters, what it's all about. And we're excited to have this conversation.
All right, we're excited to dive into today's topic with our pastors, Joe and Danielle Pena. So let's go ahead and just dive right in. Yeah. Question of the day is, why does church matter?
Yeah.
So?
Why does church matter,
guys? Let's just start there. Why do you guys think church matters to Gen Z specifically?
I think church matters to Gen Z because people matter. Mm-hmm. And the church is supposed to be made up of people. And we all need community and relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the church is supposed to be made up of good people that are helping you to become better people and follow after Christ and to grow.
Yeah.
And so I think the church matters because we all need that in our lives.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah. That's good.
I think there's multiple reasons why church matters.
Agreed.
One of them is accountability.
Yeah.
Right. And so obviously we live in a culture where people get canceled for things that they say. Mm. It's a way to be in an environment where you can actually get called out on stuff that help you in your development and character process.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the reasons. But as Danielle said, the whole community aspect is, I think Gen Z would agree that relationships matter.
Yes.
And relationships within the church are some of the most essential ones because they help shape you as you develop in your relationship with God. But not only that, I think because if we define church the right way, right, it's not a building, it's not a structure, it's not a religious system, but it's the people who follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think if Gen Z or anyone sees church as it really is, which is the community of called out ones who are following Jesus, then I think they can really find a real value in that.
Yeah.
There was one thing I didn't like that you said there, which was the accountability and call people out. Like some of those words are kind of like, like, I think the church is supposed to be the most loving people on earth. And so when you're called out or held accountable, it's not like, you did this. It's not how society calls out or degrades or pushes down.
Yeah.
It's more of an elevating thing because I don't know about anybody else, but I don't want to be corrected or called out on a lot of my stuff. But if you can tell me kindly and be like, hey, this hurt my feelings, or maybe we could do this differently.
Yeah.
That's a lot different than being like canceled, shut off, blocked, ghosted, or anything else. Yeah. If it can be done within love.
Yeah, I think I agree with you too. Like I love that the church calls us out and calls us forth, calls us higher is how we always would say it. And it's like, if the church can call people higher in this way that points them back to who God created them to be.
Yes.
And the purpose that they fulfill, that is the purpose of church. Like that is our, that is what church is on the earth to do, is to, we're the bride of Christ. We rally together, we link arms, and we make this world a better place. And sometimes that does come with calling out. calling higher, calling forth. Like, it's the mirror. The church is the mirror to the character of God. Like, am I living up to the standard that he called me to live up to, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a stat online. I'm going to read it. And it says 52% of Gen Z have little to no trust in organized religion. And only 14% of Gen Z trusts organized religion completely.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is a really scary stat. I think it's because we put trust in the organization and not in God himself.
Yeah.
And so the church is made up of people, and people are flawed, and we mess up as people. We're leaders and pastors, and we mess up and we fail. But I serve a God that is perfect and flawless and faithful and loving and caring, and he does not fail.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're striving to be.
Yeah.
But the church doesn't do it because we're made up of people. And then I think it comes back to that love. The church is supposed to have that love to be able to help people grow in that. And so we're just trying to represent God and follow his truth and his word.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would go back to how we define church and defining it correctly, because if I see myself as part of the church, as part of that community of called at ones, then I can take a sense of responsibility on helping the next generation trust this thing that God called the church.
Yeah. Wow, that's so good.
That's so good. And like, even just to say, like, you talked about how, you know, the church is, you know, flawed people, and a lot of times I feel like the church puts too much emphasis on those flawed people and not enough on God. Yeah. And so that's where the idea that Gen Z doesn't trust the church. Yeah. It's not that they don't trust the church necessarily. It's they don't trust the people running the church.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we've the church in itself has gotten too far away from keeping God as the focus and pushing their own agendas or pushing their own image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I think the church needs to kind of refocus what they're doing in general.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. They trust God. They just don't trust the people. Like, they trust God. They want to have faith in a higher being. They want to believe in something better than the world, right? They want to have a belief of something, whether it's, you know, you hear people talk about, well, I believe in the afterlife. Okay, well, then you have some type of a sense of belief in a higher being. And so then when you look at that at an earthly level and you look at the church, it's no wonder it's so hard to trust God. Right. So they separate it. And I think that when I look at that stat, I even go to like, OK, does that mean that they're just not attending church? Like, do they have faith in God? Or is it like they have faith in God, they're not attending, or they don't have faith at all? Because if they have faith in God, but they're not attending, that stat probably is a little bit higher, which gives me hope, you know, for the future. And so this kind of leads into the next question we wanted to ask you guys of, what do you think the main functions of a healthy church should be? It's a heavy question, I know.
I think. So I was thinking about this as I was thinking about this next generation trusting the church. I think one of the things that is lacking and has been lacking for maybe the last 10, 20, 30 years is discipleship, because we're all just coming back to discipleship all of a sudden, because we realize, wait a minute, we've done really well at putting productions and services and filling up these massive campuses, but people don't know how to follow Jesus. And I think one of the things that the church can help teach the most and display the most is grace.
Yeah.
Grace, how to have grace. And a different type of cancel culture, meaning learning how to forgive.
Yeah, that's good. Yep. Yeah, that's really, really good. I think of like church in general, it's this place that's supposed to be safe. And I think for the last decade, we've taken church to this different level of safe. I don't know how to explain it. It's become a production. So produced services feel safe. And we talked about this on a previous episode, but like produced services feel safe because then we aren't having to disciple people. We're not having to get into their junk with them. Mm. When you actually look at Acts 2 and the first church, when church was born in Acts 2 and they got in people's junk. Like, they got involved, demons, all the things, they got involved in them. So where did we get far off from? We don't need that.
Yeah, this kind of brings me back to when you're saying that, when the early church was involved in people's life, like they were discipling, walking with them, and keeping them accountable. It was a relationship. I think there's a part of church that the accountability is like, oh, you're calling them out, you're keeping them accountable, but you have no relationship with that person. Yeah. And so you just come across judgmental and like a jerk. And that's what the church looks like when that's not how the church is supposed to come forward. It's supposed to come across in that discipleship, in that loving, in that relationship. And so we have always said, first let's build our bridge of trust with somebody before bringing your truckload of truth. Let's build a relationship, let's build trust, and then let's help them grow closer to Christ.
The point back to discipleship is just that. Like, that's how you build trust. You disciple people. You get to know them, you bring them into your group, you bring them into your home, you hang out, you have community with them. And one of our like biggest things we've always said being youth pastors is we're here to build circles, not rows.
Come on,
we are not here to fill up a 500 kids on a Wednesday night. That's great. That's a great goal. That's a great goal to have. It means more kids are getting to know Jesus, more people are coming to know him. But the goal is never to fill rows. It's to build circles.
That's
build
community,
build trust. And I think that's the one thing that I'm so grateful Gen Z is bringing us back to, is they crave community so bad. They crave being discipled, even though they might not know that that's what it is. They crave it. And the church is bringing us back. Like, they're helping us bring the church back to that.
Do you feel like there's a wall with Gen Z at first when you start talking Christ, though, and start
1,000%?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. The wall is thick.
And so how do you break the wall down?
Yeah. It's a good question.
It's a great question. I mean,
just reverse that back on us. It's a good question.
I think the problem with Gen Z and church and Jesus being kind of pushed on them, there's the lack of relationship and the lack of trust, to the point where they don't want to hear people pushing agendas or pushing opinions on them if they're not going to be someone that they trust or find credible or and so when it comes to sharing the good news, I think the church is doing a poor job, and they're stuck in their ways, and they're very outdated when it comes to the way that they can reach each generation as it comes along. So they're trying to do things they've done, you know, 50 years ago
for our parents,
their parents or grandparents. And it's not going to work for this generation. So that's why there's a lot of pushback, or there's walls, because they perceive information differently now with the way they have the internet and social media. So there has to be a new way that the church is presenting things to this generation in order for them to receive it.
And even allowing them to step into leadership roles to help bring that awareness into church. Like, one thing I love about, so we are on the pastoral team with Joe and Danielle at Vita Church here in Vegas. And one thing I love about what we all do is we collaborate in a way that we even invite our students in. Like, I'll call your girls. Is this a dumb idea? Like, and should we say it this way? Should we phrase it that way? What do you think? Like, bringing them in, because they know how their generation's going to be reached.
Right.
And if I'm 2, 3, 4 generations away, I'm not going to understand. I mean, we just saw it in the lingo they use. You know what I mean? So I just what sounds like up. A situationship to us is different, you know? So it's like, why not bring them in? And I think, like, the encouragement for any Gen Zer that is listening is, like, yes, church does matter.
It does.
Find yourself in a church. Find yourself in a community. Find yourself with a group of people that believe in Jesus and can spur on your faith. And let church come alongside of you. Come alongside church, too. Right? Find yourself in a position of leadership in some capacity at church that can help you help the church. Like, we can't look at the youth kids and go, oh, they just fill seats.
Oh, no.
No, they're the next leaders of this church. Like, they're the next pastors. They're the next worship pastors. Like, they're the next ones running the booth.
And
like,
I just read a stat that within the next 10 years, churches in America, there's going to be a huge transition. I believe it was just over 50% of current pastors in the U.S., most likely will be retiring within 10 years. So there's a big need for that younger generation to step up into the church to kind of continue God's work. And we're missing the mark when it comes to them.
That's good. We have a lot of discipleship ahead of us.
We do. It makes me excited, because I think back to like my youth group experience. It was circles, not rows. Like, it really was just like gathering at somebody's house, connect groups, you know,
yeah.
small groups. And Wednesday nights we had worship, but then we would always gather around and pray for one another and like actually put into practice Acts 2. We were Acts 2, you know, and I'm grateful that Gen Z is the Acts 2 generation, as we keep hearing, right? Like, they're getting us back to the original design of the church and the original way of the church.
Yeah.
And I think the next generation, I think Gen Z, they want good for our society as a whole.
Yeah.
They want racism to stop. Mm-hmm. They want trafficking, human trafficking to stop. Yeah. They want good things for our society. And so the scripture says in Proverbs, show me your friends and I'll show you your future.
Yeah.
And so if you can get in a place that wants to help change those things as well. And I believe that's the church's call and job to end poverty, to care for the widows, the sick and the orphans, to be able to help people. If that can be the church, the future looks great for Gen Z.
Yeah. That's so encouraging.
Yeah.
What a way to end an episode. Oh my goodness. That was so good. Do you have one other thing? Sorry.
I did have one last question
Go for it.
to ask. So in your opinion, how do you feel Gen Z can contribute to the church to make it better?
This is what I would say. So Gen Z is already in their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would say
that's crazy.
The way that you can evaluate whether or not you're already stepping in the right direction when it comes to involving the gifts, talents, and voice of Gen Z is to look at your leadership team and see if there's any reflection of are they leading any teams? Do they already have a voice? Yeah. Mm. And so I think it needs to be integrated in a central part to a church's vision to have the next generation in mind.
Yeah.
Not just so that they're ready for a transition, but that so that they're already creating avenues and pathways for Gen Z to start stepping and leading today.
Yeah.
That's so
we don't have to wait 10 years.
Yeah.
We can create avenues and opportunities today.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it goes back to passing the baton. The youth convention we were at a couple months ago, they handed us a physical gold baton and it sits on our dresser at home. And it's this reminder that like, you're not waiting 10 years to train up the next generation. Like are actively doing it today. Are you passing the baton? Well, the timing is so important when you pass the baton, right? Like in an actual race, when you pass the baton, it's so important. It's the same when you pass generations between for churches, right? When you go between generations for churches. I think that's so important.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
So for those that are listening or watching, how can they find out more about what you do here in the Valley and the people you're trying to reach? Where can they follow you, reach out to you?
So we have the privilege of co-pastoring Vida Church together. It's a multilingual church, which means we have a Spanish-speaking community and an English community. We feel really called. We've responded to the call of bridging the gap between those generations and helping create a place where families can come worship together. Yeah. Those who were born in a different motherland and those who were born here, like me.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we do here in Las Vegas Valley. And so we have a website, vithevegaschurch.com, also at vithevegaschurch on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Come on.
And also, I would say that, you can connect with us on there. And what else would you say?
That's it. We'd love to meet you. Yeah. We'd love to hear your story.
Yeah.
Get to change the world together.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We love serving with you guys. Before we do sign off, I just want to make a note that this is a Nike team, and I showed up with my Converse today, and I felt really bad about it at first. But now I don't. I feel really good. We are a Nike team, and I am very grateful that you are Nike fans, too. That's why we're all really good friends.
Thank you.
I did hear only a dead fish swims with the current, Ashley. So good job being different, okay?
Thanks. I just really wanted all white shoes today.
Blazing your own trail.
I am. All right, we've worked up quite an appetite today filming this episode. Yeah. So we're going to have some snacks.
Love our snacks.
We love our snacks.
Yep.
We're going to have some of our favorite snacks. And we're going to make a schmake.
A smoothie. Wait, we're actually going with
make. We are going with that.
A smoothie and a milkshake.
We're just not sure if it's going to turn out to be a smoothie.
It's milk based.
It's milk based.
Like a milkshake.
Well,
but it doesn't have ice cream.
Yeah, it doesn't have ice cream. Root beer. So. It makes it like
whatever it is. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it turns out good.
It's gonna be something. All right, so we have Fiova and Addie back.
Yeah.
And we asked them what their favorite snacks were, and we grabbed some of their favorite snacks mixed with some of our favorite snacks.
Yep.
And we're just gonna get into this. You guys ready?
I think we should add the hot fries.
All right, okay. So that's your choice.
So
to
your
add
choice
first.
Is hot fries. Go ahead. I don't do spicy, so this will be fun.
Mine is the caramel.
Caramel M&M's.
Okay.
Add some sweetness. Please add some because that's spicy. That's good.
That's good.
These are mine.
Nerd clusters. Okay.
Add some of those in.
I don't think those are gonna blend.
Dude, that's gonna be so gross.
Add my favorite.
Add that chunk.
Reese's.
Classic.
So I'm not gonna blend the paper in there, so we gotta take that off.
And then combos.
Oh,
it smells bad.
Take some of that out.
Okay, then we've got, this is Fiova's pick, hey?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna put this in.
This will be my pick.
This,
oh my gosh, guys, all day, a little bit more.
Then take a sip of the Mountain Dew, or the, don't spit that in there, that's so gross.
It tastes so bad.
Here, mix it with a Cheeto.
You guys ready for this?
Ah!
What are we calling this? We gotta name it.
If you'd like,
go ahead. The Firebrand Special.
Turn down your volume, it's about to get loud. Almost there.
It's
still some chunks.
It's those nerd clusters.
It's the combo.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I didn't expect it to be that color, quite honestly.
That's a good shmake consistency.
Shmake. It looks kind of like, Dookie.
You got 4 cups.
No. It kind of looks like a strawberry, raspberry, blueberry.
Oh, let's just pretend.
I'm not gonna lie, it smells good.
Let me smell.
Don't play, Billy.
Oh, actually, Oh.
But will it taste?
I might be down.
Will it taste?
It smells like.
Like a peanut butter or chocolate milkshake.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
Let's see.
Didn't have milk, so we were like half and half's the best thing we have.
It's
so maybe
just
that's
a little
what,
bit each.
Maybe that's what'll make it better.
That's good.
Oh,
it comes out.
That's a smake.
That's
right
a smake right there.
Is that enough?
Oh, my gosh.
Is this Billy's?
The consistency is disgusting. Bro, that's disgusting.
Yeah, you might want to put a little bit more. Yeah.
Oh, that one had a chunk fall out.
That is not mine.
That one had the most.
I'll take the chunk.
Fiova would take the most.
What is that?
I don't know.
I think it's the nerd cluster.
We'll find
out. It looks like
it might be an M&M.
I'm gonna open the
unfair. Unfair
so
that you get
the have
just back.
All right, here we go.
Like a washer.
We're gonna drink this together.
Are we gonna cheers?
And give our honest review.
Can we do that? And then just go?
Yep.
Yep.
All right,
ready?
Cheers.
No.
Cheers.
Cheers. And Addie, don't chicken out. Cheers.
Go.
Go. It's so slow.
I can't.
Oh, gosh.
Wait, don't say it. Mine isn't.
It's so
gummy.
Slow. Look at that.
It's not bad.
Oh, it's definitely a gummy.
Ugh.
It's not bad.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you got one too.
You're going to throw up?
It's just the consistency.
Maybe we need to add more milk.
No.
And the. like
surprisingly, this combination works.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on. I think it. Okay. Hold on.
No,
smell?
I don't.
No, smell? Like, I give it a 9 out of 10. If I smelled this alone, I would drink it. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation and that you laughed with us as we ate some disgusting. We will see you in our next episode.